This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express a warm greeting to each of you and as well express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. For indeed, it is a pleasure and we are deeply indebted to each of you for allowing us this opportunity to share into for a brief moment, if you wish to use your reference to time and space, connect with your reality and your vibrational level, and to experience to our friends this emotional roller coaster that you seem to exist on in your vibrational level, a rather unique experience, absolutely. And so we are appreciative of that opportunity and we express our gratitude once again to each of you. Now before we begin, there exists as always that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, that opportunity for you to offer your consciousness and enter into a meditative-like state, and in that altered state of consciousness we have the opportunity for a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you might refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. A telepathic interaction is an exchange of information that, well, you may not have a conscious recall of in your so-called awakened consciousness state, nonetheless occurs, and which many times can be much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express to you through, once again, this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And although, again, you may not have instant recall in your so-called awakened consciousness state, nonetheless, information that can assist you in achieving and accomplishing that which you desire to experience in this so-called awakeness state in your vibrational level. So we would encourage you, and you will find once again that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. You have but to express the intent, and the synergy of the energy that is in this space that you are creating and existing and experiencing will assist you in that alteration and entering into your meditative state, an altered consciousness state. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we've simplified this reality that you're existing in to the basic level of explaining to you that it's a manifestation of a reality that validates your belief system. And that belief systems are comprised of a multitude of beliefs of various types, if you wish, from your so-called human consciousness through your society to your individuals. And when you mesh them all together, you come up with what we refer to as a belief system. And through that belief system, you create the reality that you experience. All of it, not just some little part, and not some part that you may feel that you have the ability to control, but your entire experience in this vibrational level is a reflection of the beliefs you hold in the validation of your belief systems without exception. And that becomes very difficult to grasp. Very difficult to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, because once again, you choose to make it difficult. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand not only who and what you truly are, but to understand that through your belief systems, you create your reality as individuals and as a consensus through your human consciousness in this vibrational level. It becomes very difficult to grasp that concept in your awakened consciousness state. And yet it is the most simple explanation and the most accurate explanation of what it is that you experience in this vibrational level, in all of your levels of consciousness, and particularly in your so-called awake consciousness state. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And so the key to influencing that reality is to understand and to alter beliefs that you desire to change in order to change the reality. Or conversely, in order to change the reality that you desire to change, understand what the belief is that's responsible for the reality you're experiencing. Change the belief to change the reality. It really is that simple. You see, the creation process is that simple. Applying it is where the difficulty comes. Applying in your so-called awakened consciousness that the ability to understand what the belief is that's responsible for the reality you're experiencing is where the difficulty lies. Establishing and understanding what belief system is responsible and what belief within a belief system you would have the most success in changing in order to change your reality is the key, and once again, the difficult part of this reality creation process. And yet you have, as a human consciousness, agreed to alter that energy, to alter the very energy that makes up this vibrational level that you exist in, and to alter the energy that forms your so-called veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits not only your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, but limits the capacities of others from outside of your so-called vibrational level to have an influence and to alter or to have the ability to direct or control the reality that you're experiencing. And so you're changing that energy. It's important that you understand that you're only changing that energy to allow entities existing within this vibrational level to have an ability to consciously create in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. Other various aspects of the veil are not changing. You're not allowing other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to suddenly have some type of control over what you experience in your vibrational level. You're not taking away your free will. You're not putting in place some type of system where other entities can look down upon your vibrational level and say, well, I think that this should happen today, or I think that individual would be better off with a different kind of reality. Absolutely not. What you are altering is that intense level, if you wish, for lack of a better explanation, of the veil of that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to influence your reality from your conscious state. you are and are very near completion to the alteration of that energy. And for many, that experience of being able to consciously influence your reality is already occurring. Many are experiencing intuitive suggestions, if you wish, into reality creation processes that didn't seem viable in your so-called past, in your history. Many are beginning to understand that by applying certain methods and techniques, they can influence and alter and change their reality. And as we have suggested so many times, the method or the technique is not nearly as important as your belief in its capacity to achieve that which you desire. Do you believe it will work? We can give you a multitude of methods and techniques, but if you don't believe that any of them will work for you, then they have absolutely no value to you. The most valuable method or technique is the one that you believe will achieve that which you desire. If you believe the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, if you believe that a method or technique, no matter how bizarre it may seem to others, will work for you, then it will work. It's really that simple. It really and truly is. If you believe you stand up and turn in 5 circles one way and in 5 the other way, and by doing that you put in place some type of affirmation that will allow you to achieve that which you desire, and if you truly believe that that method and technique will work, then we would encourage you to stand up and turn 5 times one way and then turn 5 times the other, because you'll get what it is that you desire. You see, the method or the technique is not nearly as important as your belief that it will accomplish that which you desire to achieve. What do you believe? What do you believe? And so that's important. It's important to grasp an understanding of what it is that you believe. Now you, as entities existing in your so-called awakened consciousness state, like to see a progression. You see, it validates time and space. Time and space are your so-called human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult for you to alter. Not only very difficult for you to alter, but when you are experiencing realities in your awakened consciousness state that validate time and space, those experiences gain more of a reality for you than the ones that occur instantaneously. When you grow, in other words, when you learn through a various process and you can come along and see some type of progression and you can measure it, then it becomes more valid, then it becomes more real. Even when you have diseases, you feel much more able to accept some type of a cure for a disease that takes a time span, so that you can see the progression, that you can see that you're gaining on whatever it is that your problem, and you're solving it, and it's going away. And when it happens instantaneously, well, you may feel some type of rejoice at that instantaneous reaction. You look upon that as being some type of a miracle. You look upon that as being something that's very difficult to repeat. You look upon that as being something that occurs only once in a while and it's beyond your capacity to control. But the progression, you see, the progression that's based upon time and space, that validates the human consciousness belief systems as well as other beliefs that you hold, is more real. And you can duplicate it. And so therefore, many times, more desirable. Despite the fact that you, as individuals, are experiencing various types of realities that you wish you could change instantly, you don't really wish you could change instantly, or you would. You don't really believe that it's in your capacity to do so, or you would. You see, time and space are only illusionary, and they exist because you believe they exist, and it makes your reality seem more real If you bury that belief in time and space, no matter what it is that you're attempting to achieve, if it takes time, then it becomes more real. You have all types of examples that you can look at, not only in the diseases that we've used as an example, but you can look at achieving various other desirable aspects that you would like to bring into your reality. And when you do it over a period of time, and when you believe that you've had to do certain things to achieve it, then it makes it more real, then it makes it more worthwhile, then it makes it more valuable, because it validates belief systems that you hold. And you can step outside of that if you wish, absolutely. The only reason you're involved in that type of reality creation is because you choose to, not because you have to. And some individuals do step outside of it quite frequently and can be very successful at what it is that they desire to achieve. And so the method or the technique, once again, is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or the technique. Do you wish for it to take a certain amount of time? Do you wish to validate time and space? Do you wish to go through all of the progressions, or do you wish to have it instantly? The choice is yours, absolutely. Understand, when you wish to have it instantly, however, you are putting aside some of the basic human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult to step outside of, even in your so-called new age and new energy. You're not throwing away your beliefs in time and space and all of the other human consciousness belief systems that you put in place. You're simply making it easier for you to achieve that which you desire, to bring into your so-called awakened consciousness state an understanding of what the beliefs are that are responsible for the reality that you are experiencing, so that you can change them. It's really that simple. And so we've dealt many times with certain steps that you can apply. Like belief systems, they are certain tools, if you wish, that you can utilize, not only can, but do utilize, to create the reality that you're experiencing. It's important to understand what it is that you desire. You see, that spark of consciousness that you are gives to your awakened consciousness state that which you desire, based upon the beliefs that you hold. What do you desire? Be specific. Be very specific about what it is that you desire. The more specific you can be, the easier it is for you to imagine what it would be like to have that experience. All of the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level began out as someone's imagination somewhere. At some level of your consciousness, what would it be like? I wonder what it would be like to have that experience. I wonder what would it be like to experience a reality where I believed that I was not in control. I wonder. And I imagine what that would be like. And through your imagination, not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels, we create the reality that we desire. Some imagination, what would it be like? And so utilize your imagination and use all of your senses in your awakened consciousness state. What it is that you desire, imagine what it would be like to have that experience. You see, once again, that spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. It gives to you that which you desire. And if you use imagination that's based upon some type of a negative reality, it's like when I desire to have a certain type of experience, but in your imagination, it always falls short. You never get that. I desire it. I really desire to have some type of abundance, or I really desire to be involved in some type of a relationship. But when you use your imagination, it's never there. Oh, I can't imagine what that would be like. I can't imagine what that experience would be like. It always comes out as a negative reality or a negative experience. And so that spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire based upon your imagination. Validates the beliefs you hold. You see, when you use your imagination and you have difficulty imagining that reality, be it whatever, abundance of relationships are the two examples that we've given you, and if you feel that you're somehow not worthy or that you can't achieve that, then you hold a belief. And the spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire to validate the belief you hold without exception. There are no exceptions. And so it's important to go beyond the imagination into the expectation. You see, it's the expectation that can quite often be the difficult one. It's the expectation to get that which you desire, utilizing your imagination. The expectation can be a validation of how you believe you are worthy in terms of being able to achieve that which you desire. And so it comes full circle. And it comes back to what we've suggested so many, many times. In order to be successful at this human consciousness creation process, it's very, very, very beneficial to like who you are, to like yourself consciously. And when you like yourself consciously, then you begin to take the necessary steps to love yourself consciously. And when you love yourself consciously, you begin to hold the expectation to validate the belief systems that you are worthy of achieving that which you desire based upon your imagination. And suddenly your imagination no longer has the limitations of whether or not it's possible for you to achieve the realities that you desire. And again, it comes full circle. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. And there are many, many methods that you can utilize to achieve loving yourself consciously. First, like who you are. Put in place a list of principles and apply the principles. And when you apply the principles, dwell upon the successful times when you've applied a principle in a situation and rejoice. Rejoice. Be glad of who you are. Like yourself. And as you apply the principles, you strengthen your character. And as you strengthen your character, then amazing things begin to happen. Other individuals begin to like who you are as well. And you begin to do the things that are necessary to love yourself. You begin to allow yourself to look at those parts of your personality that you find less than desirable and to love them as well. And to begin to do the necessary things that you desire to change them. So that you can like that aspect of who you are as well. And as you begin to like all of yourself, you begin to love yourself even more. And you begin to do things. You begin to give to yourself things without conditions. You begin to give to yourself things without feeling guilty. You begin to give to yourself things that allow you to experience joy and to experience the feelings of belonging and those feelings that are necessary for you to feel that you are a worthy individual. And when you love yourself consciously, then you begin to feel that you have the expectation to create that which you desire, to validate the imagination and the beliefs you hold that it's possible for you to achieve whatever it is you desire. That's the key. And the method or technique that you utilize is only as important as the belief you hold. if you believe that some type of affirmation again and again and again will bring that reality into your existence, then utilize it. Utilize that technique. If you believe that writing it out and putting it away and never looking at it again will bring that reality into your existence, then do it. The method of the technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. What's important is that you get on with understanding what it is that you desire. Be specific what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination, all of aspects of your senses, of what it would be like to experience that. Enter into a meditative state if you wish. If that's a method that works for you, then utilize it. And in that meditative state, feel what it would be like. All of your emotions, all of your senses, to have that experience come into your reality. And then, if you don't expect it, if you feel a twinge of doubt, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you think, well, that was all great, but I really don't think it's going to happen, then work on lacking who you are. Because you see, you're lacking then in the deservability aspect of this reality creation process. You've got down the method in terms of what it is that you desire, and you put in place the imagination, but the expectation is the difficult one. The expectation desires that you utilize lacking not only who you are in all of the aspects of your character, but loving yourself consciously. And that's a difficult aspect for many individuals. You see, if you wish to look back within this so-called incarnational period, many of you have been taught that it's not right to like yourself or love yourself consciously, that that's some type of a conceited way to perceive yourself. Oh, you shouldn't do that. You know, you've been taught and put back and put down that you are less than worthy. Your religions beat it into you consciously that you are a sinner, that you need to ask for forgiveness, that you are always being put down. And when you exist with that type of bombardment, if you wish, of suggestions, and you begin to believe it, then it becomes very difficult to expect that it's within your capacity to create the reality that you desire. It's very difficult to have that expectation that you can bring it into your reality simply by utilizing your desire and imagination, by making the right choices and decisions based upon the thoughts and feelings that you have that are a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And if you're not having the right thoughts and feelings, and if you're not making the right decisions, then you've got to go back to the basics. And you have to begin to like who you are. And you have to love yourself consciously. And you have to believe that it's worthy of you to achieve whatever it is that you desire. For you to achieve it, not for someone else to give it to you. For you to reach out and take it because it's yours. For you to believe that it's within your capacity to reach out and take it because it's yours. Not because you deserve it, because it's yours. You see, that's a whole different concept of believing that you must do certain things so that an individual or some other entity can assist you in achieving that which you desire. That's not what we're suggesting at all. We're suggesting that it's there, that it's your reality. If you want it, take it. You have but to believe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You're doing it anyway. Everything that you are experiencing in your day-to-day activities is a reflection of the belief you hold. You do it. What we're suggesting is not something that's foreign to you. It's not something that you don't know how to do. You do it constantly. What we're suggesting is that you have the capacity to do it from a conscious state, to have control of it, to not allow belief systems that you hold with inside to influence your reality. Because you don't feel that you deserve to have the ability to create and to have that which you desire. Because you don't like yourself enough. Because you don't love yourself consciously. Because you believe that you're under the influence of other entities. That you believe that this reality you're experiencing is not within your capacity to completely control. You see, if you hold that belief, if you hold the belief that you're not worthy, or if you hold the belief that there are other entities that are influencing your reality, or if you hold the belief that this reality is simply something that you were subjected to and you're not really in control of it, then the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate that belief, and you will experience realities where you are validating the belief system that you're not in control. That's your choice. That's not someone else putting that upon you. That's your choice. That's your choice. That's your reality. That validates your belief systems. It takes no more effort to change and create a different reality than it does to create and exist in the one you're experiencing now. No more effort at all. A simple change of direction, a change of belief systems, loving who you are consciously, so that you have the expectation to create that which you desire. It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all. This reality that you're experiencing is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's illusionary. It's not real. The reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you will experience through all of the levels of consciousness in this particular vibrational level, and certainly you will not have that capacity to experience it in any other vibrational level. It's your reality. It's your creation. Absolutely. It's an illusion. It's a significant illusion, but nonetheless an illusion, and one that you not only can, but ironically do change constantly. And when you begin to believe that you have the capacity to control it all, and as you enter into this new age and new energy, you have as well the opportunity to consciously influence and control the reality that you experience. You have but to believe. There are but three things that you cannot change in this whole experience. Three things. You create your reality. You can't change that. You can't hand it off. You can create the illusion that you're not in control, but you create the illusion, and it's all an illusion. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. There is no God that is greater than you are. You are all that is. You are all that is. There is not one entity who is greater or less than what you are, not only in your vibrational level, but in any of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's a given. It's not something you have to wonder about. You can put that in the back of your mind. That's a given. We absolutely guarantee you cannot fail. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You can take that little group of information of these three things that are real, and you can store that away. We give that to you. We absolutely guarantee that you cannot change that, and neither can anyone else or any other entity. That is who and what you truly are. You can't lose that. You hide from it, but you can't lose that. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. If you don't like it, change it. And you change it by changing your belief system. And you change your belief systems by liking and loving who you are consciously. And as you enter into this new age and new energy, it shall become quite easy for those who are willing to hold the belief to consciously influence and alter your reality. It really is that simple. It really is. And now, and we would rest for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you, we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.